This is KUT. A few weeks ago, KUT told the stories of a group of people living in and around the parking lots at local Walmarts. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports in this follow-up, not all things end as neatly as we'd like.
Last time we met Vernon Rust, Helen Bird, Trina McMillan, and Jim the Mechanic, all living out of their cars in the Walmart parking lot at Slaughter and I-35. This was how we left it some weeks ago on May 26th with Alan Graham from the homeless outreach group Mobile Loaves and Fishes.
And so when you have no one to help push you up that steep mountain, it just becomes very difficult.
Until then, they'll have each other and whatever is left behind in the parking lot. Sometimes stories end, and sometimes stories take a new turn. For Vernon and his partner Helen, things took a somewhat familiar one. The week after the story aired, Vernon, a songwriter from Nashville, emailed me.
Ironic update. The poor bastard who initially kicked us off the property last year has been obsessed with recording me popping in to see my banker and buy food. When we came by the morning the story aired to show Trenda, he tried to have me arrested. He was so flustered, he couldn't locate my case file. Thus, our freedom. The cop was amused. That day, Trenda was also expelled.
A pit grew in my stomach. Could it be that this little vignette on life in the Walmart parking lot actually got them removed from it? Do they blame me?
We brought that trouble on us personally. No worries.
In another email, Vernon told me Trenda was at a church. Then Helen Bird, Vernon's partner, posted this ad on Craigslist asking for a vehicle donation.
I've known this sweet lady for over a year and regularly check on her. Her situation has become dire due to lack of mobility, and she is running out of spots to park her disabled vehicle. She is currently stranded at a church, but fears being asked to move or be towed. A working station wagon would be great, but here's hoping, please.
After driving by many different South Austin churches, I found Trenda and her vehicle essentially marooned at a small church on South First Street.
The day after, I was told I could no longer stay at Walmart.
So what did Walmart say?
They had a security guard come over and tell Jim that we were no longer be able to stay overnight and pretty much not to come back.
I feel somewhat responsible. Do you think it had anything to do with this?
No. It was probably going to happen anyways, you know.
Jim, too?
Yeah, Jim, too.
So, four of the six people mentioned in the original story, in all three vehicles pictured at South Park Meadows, were told to leave. What does Walmart say? The store's general manager, Donna Carmichael, told me homeless people are asked to leave the property daily because of customer complaints. She hung up the phone before we could get to recording an interview. In fairness to the store, Trenda was violating its policy. Her car has since become immobile. Vernon, by his own admission, was asked not to return a year ago. And previously, Jim was cited by police for parking elsewhere on the sprawling shopping property. But there are other cars and their occupants that remain parked, more or less, in the same spot since I began reporting this story. Ann Howard is executive director of Austin's Ending Community Homelessness Coalition, or ECHO. She says folks like Trenda and other car campers fall into cracks in the city's homeless aid community.
Austin became aware several years ago that we lack the outreach resources to do a really good job at getting to know folks and trying to bring them in where they could access services.
Officially, the Austin Police Department is looking to a new direction. This month, the department began a pilot program with officers patrolling downtown, working to understand why people are experiencing homelessness. The hope is that this will create some more individual approaches to help people get back into homes. If new programs like this find traction, they will take time for them to make their way to Trenda. And time, she fears, is not what she has a lot of in the church parking lot. She's worried they'll ask her to move her car any day. She was still parked there last night. A church member's son is helping her fix her car when he can in his spare time, but she still needs parts, and she doesn't have a lot of money. Since the group was asked to leave Walmart, Vernon, Helen, and Jim still check up on Trenda when they can. Vernon and Helen have moved to other parking spots. Last month, Jim told me he was contemplating a trip home to Washington State to see his mom. Trenda says their displacement from Walmart has moved up his timeline. One positive note, For the first time in years, Trenda's daughter saw a picture of her mother. Trenda's family lives in the Houston area.
She was glad to know I was okay, because I don't always keep in touch with her. But she was glad to see I was okay, and she was, you know, was glad I'm all right.
Her daughter also reminded Trenda what her two sisters do for a living in the Houston suburb of Crosby. They work at Walmart. Jimmy Moss, KUT News. Thank you.